New Daily Mob, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, 20 Trev Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, your dingy country. Big shout out to your mob, hope you're well, and happy Reconciliation Week to you, mob. And look, yarn up strong here on National Talk Black. Like I said, we come from the First Nation Radio Station in Cairns, BBM, Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NIRS, National Indigenous Radio Service. Have your say, yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, you can text the brother 045-714-0550 and our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to all our traditional owners across this daily country of ours. Welcome back to National Talk Black. Have your say, yarn up strong, your mob to Delhi. We're going to jump straight in and have a talk to Delhi's sister, Karen Mundine, CEO of Reconciliation Australia, and talking about the beautiful movement of National Reconciliation Week, and we are still in it today. And it's, well, the theme is more than a word. Reconciliation takes action. On the line, Karen, good morning, sister. How are you?
Good morning, Trev. I'm really well. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you very much for coming to the program. First of all, sister, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
Yes, so I'm Bundjalung from northern New South Wales, but I'm actually calling in from Gadigal country of the Eora Nation.
Beautiful, fantastic. Look, congratulations, your team, yourself, the work that you're doing regarding Reconciliation Australia, and the movement is strong, a voice for our people, a bridge builder, an educator, all the above, sister.
Absolutely. And we're seeing great things happening right throughout this week, and really just people embracing this idea of the theme, more than a word, reconciliation takes action.
Exactly. And it's not, well, it's a journey for all, as your statement here on the notes I got here, not as, well, as everybody, individuals, families, communities, organisations, and important as the nation, we need to come together, eh?
Oh, absolutely. This is the only way that we're actually going to move forward. We've all got a role to play when it comes to reconciliation, some more than others, but what we're really encouraged by is, particularly for non-Indigenous Australians, we've got more support than ever before when it comes to ideas of reconciliation, when it comes to knowing our shared history, the stories that, you know, you and I and many of our of your listeners would have grown up with, those stories of stolen generations, those stories of land being taken away, being moved on, and having some of our basic citizen rights denied. More Australians than ever actually now believe that. They understand those stories. They understand the impact that those things have had on our mob. And now we're asking them, with that knowledge, we've got to do more than just know things. We've got to actually use that to motivate us to change things, to make things better for all of us. Because when we as First Nations people get involved, and when we are part of this broader society, then everyone benefits from that.
Look, fantastic, and that is so true. And I look at even in space up here in far north Queensland, and look, a big shout out to Sister Margaret Ross Kelly from Mossman Port Douglas. She was the organiser for the National Reconciliation Week up at Mossman Port Douglas, and hats off also to the Mayor of the Douglas Shire, that's Mayor Michael Kerr. It's the first time ever they've done a celebration of Reconciliation Week. So the movement is strong up there, and I was the MC of the opening at the Mossman up there, and also at the Port Douglas breakfast, and there was a buzz in the air, and people came to the table with an open mind and as students to learn, so to speak.
Absolutely. And that's all we're asking, people to come with open minds, open hearts.
Yes.
But ready to roll up your sleeves and actually do something. And again, that's, you know, the more we learn, the more we engage with each other, I think that's the strong movement that we're building.
Exactly. And when you talk about national reconciliation, look, we're not talking about just having the Aboriginal and Torres Strait flag flying at the front and a piece of artwork on the wall. It's more than that. It's take action. Like I said, well done is better than well said.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, those things are important. Those signals and symbols are really important to kind of indicate and show support. But we're really asking people to do more than that. We've been around now for 20 years, Reconciliation Australia, and we had the Council for Aboriginal Reconciliation the 10 years before that. That's more than a generation, and we really should be seeing improvements in outcomes, and particularly things like when we see kids in out-of-home care and we see increasing rates of incarceration. You know, there are two really important areas that signal to me we need to do more.
Exactly. And look, when you talk about incarceration, because we just look at the start of the week, National Reconciliation Week, and the day before that was Sorry Day. And a lot of people aren't aware, but the day before that was the first year anniversary of Brother George Floyd, who was murdered in America. And if you look at the synchronicity of that, you know what I mean? People feel as though we're jumping on the bandwagon with Black Lives Matter, but we've got our own situation here in this country, 437 black deaths in custody. We ain't jumping on no bandwagon, and we're screaming out for, looking after our people in more ways than one.
Absolutely. And I think that was one of the, if you can call it, positive things that came out of last year, is that while that global Black Lives Matter movement highlighted things, what it also forced a lot of Australians is to actually look in our own backyard and look at what was actually happening here in Australia.
Yes.
And so if there's anything positive, as I said, to come out of that is more people than ever were becoming aware of these things. And I'm really glad to see that, again, we've got more and more people engaging in our stories. Truth-telling, people acknowledging country is a form of truth-telling, acknowledging that there were people, First Nations people here first. We see some great stuff that's happening in schools and early learning centres.
Yes.
And, you know, it's never too young to learn these stories, but it's also never too old to learn and change.
Karen, love your work. Thank you very much, my sister. All the best to your family, your team. Stay safe and we'll yarn soon, sis.
Absolutely. Thanks, Trev.
Bobada. Deadly Young there, Karen Mundine, CEO of Reconciliation Australia, and talking about the movement, the week that was, and continuing tomorrow, the last day of National Reconciliation Week. But as we always say, the National Reconciliation is 365 days a year. But we highlighted on this week, so fantastic, and hope you're doing well, your mob. And what can you do as an individual? What can you do as an organisation? What can you do as a business in regarding building that bridge and recognising to reconcile with First Nation people of this country? To Deadly, have you say, Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. Yarn Up with Bully, I'm Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live here at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns, BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio, radio Service. Big shout out to the mob is what I want to say. To Deadly, mob.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
I was born on a cold and wet December night as the lightning struck and the thunder rolled on that night, yes, that night I breathed of this land. I was carried around in a paper buckle of mine as the lightning struck and the thunder rolled on that day yesterday. I traveled all over this beautiful land as the lightning struck and the thunder rolled on that night, yes, that night I became a man of this land. I see my family all crying for me as the light lifts up. Yesterday, my spirit became the lamb. My people, my people.
To Daily That Track, my people, that's Chris Phillips here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, your mob, yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. Call that number, yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, BBM Bumbo Brit Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to News National Digital Radio Service. All right, we're going to catch up a yarn there with Flo Magic Dennis, running the Burrow Winnam Binya. Coming into country the proper way workshop. That's what we're going to yarn about. So we're going to catch up, have a yarn with her and talk about that beautiful movement. It's in this immersed workshop, develop a deeper understanding of welcome to country and acknowledgement of country, First Nation cultural practices. And we're going to have that daily yarn now with Flo Magic Dennis on the line. Flo, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you going?
I'm good. Thank you very much for coming to the program. First of all, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from, sis.
Yeah, for sure. So my name's Fleur Magic Dennis, and I'm a Wiradjuri and Nyimbawalwin woman from Central West and North West New South Wales, and I'm part of the Beetson family. So,
Artie Beetson, beautiful,
yeah,
good genes there, sister.
Yeah. So Artie Beetson's my grandmother's cousin,
beautiful.
And also related to the rest of the Beetsons, of course, and. Another well-known Beetson is my uncle Jack Beetson, who was principal of Tranby Aboriginal College for 10 years.
Yes, beautiful. Well, yeah. You're kicking goals there, my sister, scoring tries there with the beautiful program, workshop that you're doing, coming into country the proper way. So enlighten us, please. Tell us about this daily workshop.
Yeah, for sure. So, well, my husband and I, we work together in our business, and he's a Dudley Blackfella from Walgett, from the Dennis family. And what we've found is that...
And he worked for you, Aces.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, we wanted to share with mainly non-Aboriginal people about the deeper meaning behind Welcome to Country, because we feel that the nation is ready to step into a deeper understanding of this.
Sure.
And we think it's like it's amazing that at least our peoples are being acknowledged now through welcome and acknowledgement. However, prior to invasion, we know that if mob were to come into someone else's country and do the wrong thing, then they would no longer be welcome there.
Well, there is a process, isn't there? And the word respect is highlighted in capital letters when mob travel across this this country or this globe. No matter what country we go on, we respect the traditional owners. Yes.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So I often say to, you know, the Gabbas that are really keen to learn and become allies, you know, if people come into Australia on a visa, they have to follow the law of the Australian government, you know,
yes.
And it's no different with our law. If a mob want to be on our country, they need to follow the law of our land, the
exactly.
law of our people.
Exactly. And for non-Indigenous brothers and sisters, you know, that old phrase they run with, you know, when in Rome, live like the Romans, so to speak.
Yeah, so we want people to recognise the law of our First Nations in taking care of country and honouring our people. And
yes.
we want to change the way that Indigenous Australian, non-Indigenous Australians see the welcome as like a tokenistic or empty thing.
Exactly.
We want them to understand that with that welcome comes a responsibility that they
yep.
need to actually honour our people and our rights and responsibilities to country and to each other.
Mm-hmm.
So we're hoping that this will transform the minds of many people, also helps our mob to understand those the young ones and people new to their identity that don't understand the depth and meaning of welcome to country and how that worked prior to invasion, help our mob also keep that learning going and helps our mob build that understanding and champion the cause for our people.
Yes, fantastic. Where are you holding the workshops as such, sister?
So they're at the Australian Museum and that's in Sydney. It's the Sydney Museum.
Okay.
They're for New South Wales State Government. So we're lucky there. We've had a First Nations warrior there, her name's Laura McBride, and she has been fighting for the rights of First Nations people within that institution.
Go Laura, yes.
Yeah, deadly Laura. So she's a Wowan sister of ours, and within her new exhibition, she has involved over hundreds of community Aboriginal mob and Torres Strait mob. So we're very proud of that, and we're very proud to be given a voice to start discussing these issues with the broader public. And being part of a colonial institution, you know, we're challenging their colonialism, and we're using also their authority to challenge that colonialism. So it means that non-Indigenous Australians will actually, you know, take seriously what's being shared there, and I think it will have a big impact.
Yes. Yeah, powerful. And look, it's like you said, more than just an acknowledgement. It's deep, isn't it, in regard to welcome to country. And that's what you're putting out there in regard to educating the people of the world.
Yeah, exactly. We want people to actually believe that had people come into country the proper way in Australia in the first instance, instead
yes.
of the invasion and genocide that occurred, that we would actually be living, all of us, in a better place. So we say to people, it's not too late. It's not too
sure.
late to come into country the proper way. You can even do this on an individual level. You don't need to wait for government
yes.
to do this. We can all do it in our own lives. We can connect with our own local Indigenous communities. We can connect with the people where we work, where we go to school, where we live, where we go for holidays, and we can build those proper relationships. It's not too late. And with that comes this rebuilding of a new Australia, where if people realise that our First Nations laws of taking care of country and each other can actually benefit all people on
yes,
this land.
Exactly. Well, you come with an open mind, open heart, open spirit, then you travel in good spirit, you know?
That's absolutely
you got it. My sister Deadly Flo, thank you very much for sharing. Big shout out to your other half and your Deadly team there. Keep doing what you're doing, and great having a yarn with you on National Talk Black.
Yeah, really Deadly to talk to you too. See you later, everyone.
Take care, sis. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Too Deadly. Beautiful yarn. Flow Magic Dennis, that's her name. And Running the Bawimpa Binya, which is coming into country the proper way workshop. And that's respecting the people of the land and the country that you travel on. And when we talk about this big island, Australia, there's something like over 250 countries within this big country in regarding all the First Nation people, tribal people on their country. So welcome. Well, with that welcome, you come to the table or walk on their lands with respect, with open mind, open heart, open spirit, and then you travel in good spirit on their country. That's recognition, acknowledgement. Too Deadly Mob, have you say, Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416, National Talk Black.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
Folks, Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
Yeah. Let me take you on a journey to paradise. Yeah, we can fly away, we fly away. Let me take you on a journey to paradise. Yeah, we can fly away, we fly away. Let me take you on that. Let me take you on that. Let me take you on that journey. Oh yeah. Let me take you on that. Let me take you on that. Let me take you on that journey. Oh yeah. Yeah, you know I can take you there. I got a fast car, baby. We can go anywhere. Don't worry, 'cause I can slow down for ya. We ain't gotta hurry, we can leave in the morning. Or we could ride off in the sunset. Forget about the world, 'cause I know that your heart hurts. But just know that I'm here for ya. And you know that I'll do anything for ya. So just jump, jump in my ride. I'ma take you down to paradise. I can tell by the way that you're looking in my eyes that you're gonna be alright, 'cause you know you're by my side. So just jump, jump in my ride. I'ma take you down to paradise. I can tell by the way that you're looking in my eyes that you're gonna be alright.
Let me take you on that journey to paradise. Yeah, we can fly away, we fly away. Let me take you on that journey to paradise. Yeah, we can fly away, we fly away. Let me take you on that. Let me take you on that. Let me take you on that journey. Oh yeah. Let me take you on that. Let me take you on that. Let me take you on that journey. Oh yeah.
Let me take you on a journey to outer space. We ain't gotta stay here, we can leave this place. We can fly off to Mars, baby, it's a paradise. We ain't gotta go far, it's a two-step. So what you gonna do? Baby, have a few, we can party, it's cool. You're my paradise, them pretty eyes. Every time she walk by, got me saying hi. And I know what you like, calling on me, can you be my ride? But I'ma switch it up tonight. Tidy looking fine, but that body looking tight. Everybody know that's fine. We just here just to have a good time. Please no interruptions. It's the big boy introduction.
Let me take you on that journey to paradise. Yeah, we can fly away, we fly away. Let me take you on that journey to paradise. Yeah, we can fly away, we fly away. Let me take you on that. Let me take you on that. Let me take you on that journey. Oh yeah. Let me take you on that. Let me take you on that. Let me take you on that journey. Oh yeah.
Yeah, too dirty. That's Journey Bay Boys there. Big shout out all the way from Yarrabah. Hope you're well, Yarrabah. Good morning to you all. And this is your daily program, National Talk Black. You can have your say by calling on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Yarnum with Borleo and Trevor Tim, 20 Trev, Murray from the Curry, taking right through 12 noon Queensland time. 25 minutes left on the program, so have your say in Yarnum strong. If you're shy, you can text the brother 0457140550 or our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. All right, so news here from NASCAR, NASCAR organization. NASCAR is the National Aboriginal Sporting Chance Academy. And what they're doing is organising Aunties Day. Aunties Day is a way of saying thank you to all our aunties and to honour them and to support their many strong young family female leaders that are coming up. Young people in our community are taking up leadership roles in schools, universities and within our communities. And many of them come from communities just like mine. Like many other people, come from families led by mothers, our aunties and our sisters. As NASCO CEO, She celebrates as Leanne Townsend, the Chief Executive Officer. She celebrates her successes and here to share the positive stories and strategies that push for change. So Aunties are special and in our culture, they play an important role to help us strengthen our identity, our resilience, to be strong in ourselves and respectful to others. They are our cultural leaders and they foster cultural pride by teaching our songs, lines, so we can achieve our aspirations. Aunties is not just an affection term in Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander culture. It's a mark of respect and kinship and reflects the holistic and interconnected nature of First Nation people's lives. So, look, fantastic. They're organising Aunties Day and they look across this country. You can do the same and way of respecting all our aunties out there because we all have an auntie, don't we? And it's about working with them. NASCA is a 100% Aboriginal governed organisation dedicated to achieving equity and strengthening cultural pride for young Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. NASCA have been working to support young Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people to achieve their aspirations since 1995. They have a vision, a proud, prosperous, healthy Australia where Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander young people thrive. And their purpose, building confidence for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander young people to take opportunities and fulfil their potential. So big shout out to NASCA. Thank you so very much. You can check them out online, nasca.org.au, NASCA, N-A-S-C-A. Fantastic. And looking after and respecting our beautiful aunties. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong. Add to the conversation here on National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. Yana with the Bulldog and Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. And we're going to go to Monkey and a Turtle by Brother Man Drews Namok with us in spirit. Too Deadly.
Monkey and a Turtle, them two been gone. Them two been pine and one banana. Monkey speak for turtle, you stop ya. Yeah. I gonna keep banana for you. Bossy come and they suited them too. Them too cold and belly happy. You serve something, you serve a dump. I'm at the bully fly, 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 fly. Chee-oop-choo. 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 Monkey and the turtle. Them too go ah-ee-ah-ah-ee-ah. Them too pine it. One banana. A monkey speak for turtle. You stab you, ah, ee, ah, ah, ee, aye. I go knock your banana. Boy, you me, yeah. Bossy come and me suti them two. Them two fall down, belly up, eh. You sabi something, you sabi dumper. But the bully fly, fly bully. Chee-oop-choo, Uncle Agar. Chee-oop-choo, Algade. Chee-oop-choo, one time. Chee-oop-choo, monkey and the turtle. Them two go ah-ee-ah-ah-ee-ay. Them two pine one banana. A monkey speak for turtle. You stab you ah-ee-ah-ah-ee-ay. I gonna keep banana. Boy, you me, yeah. Come and me suti them two. Them two fall down, belly up, hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. You serve something, you serve a dumper. Mata bully fly, fly bully. She up shoe, Makulaga. She up shoe, Algade. She up shoe, one time. She up shoe, monkey and a turtle, them two been gone. Them two been pine and one banana. Monkey speak for turtle, you stop ya. Yeah. I gonna keep banana for you, me, yeah. Bossy come and let's suti them two. Them two cold and belly up, eh. You sabi something, you sabi dump. I'm at the bully fly, 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 fly. Chee-oop-choo, Okolaga. Chee-oop-choo, Algade. Chee-oop-choo, one time. Chee-oop-choo. And a turtle, and them two go ah e ah e I, and them two pine one banana. A monkey speak for turtle, you stop.
gonna keep banana. Boy, you me, yeah. Pussy come and me suti them too. Them two fall down, Billy up, yeah, yeah, yeah. You sabi something, you sabi dumper. I'm at a bully fly, fly bully. She up shoo, oh my God. She up shoo, one time. She up shoo, one time. She up shoo, monkey, monkey. Turtle, you stop, yeah. I gonna keep banana, boy, you me, yeah. Bossy come and suti them too. Them two bold and belly up, eh. You sabi something, you sabi dump. I'm at the bully, fly, 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 fly. She up, shoot, oh, my God. She up, shoot, oh, God, eh. She up, shoot, oh. She up, shoot, monkey, monkey. Monkey, monkey.
Ganaparama, the Shioti Yindi here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, your mob, 1-800-422-416. Call that magic number. Yana with yours truly, Trevor Tim, 20 Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. And we come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. BB and Bumba Rip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Hope you're having a deadly day, your mob, and add to the conversation. Please do so, 1-800-422-416. A big shout out to the NRL, National Rugby League, in regard to the Indigenous round that happened over the weekend. And acknowledging and respecting First Nation people on their country where rugby league is played, acknowledging the traditional owners, and also makes our professional sports men and women very proud of their cultural heritage and their mob, and fantastic. And looking at the scores over the weekend, the winners and losers, the Melbourne Storm defeated the Broncos 40 points to 12. The Cowboys got up against the Warriors 29 points to 28, thanks to a field goal by Valentine Holmes. Also, the Tigers defeated the Dragons 34 points to 18. The Panthers defeated the Bulldogs 30 points to 4, but only ran away with it in the last 10-15 minutes of the second half. So hats off to Bulldogs, and they did score a try. They've been beaten by Panthers for the last three games to nil, but they did put points on the board. Fantastic. Rabbitohs defeated the Eels, and that's 38 points to 20. The Roosters defeated Canberra Raiders 44 points to 16. Sharks defeated Titans 38 points to 10. And the Knights defeated the Sea Eagles 18 points to 10. So that was the Indigenous round. Fantastic. But we know it's always an Indigenous round with our brothers and sisters playing. Represents. And we got the State of Origin kicking off next Wednesday. And the first one was supposed to be in Melbourne, Victoria, but because of the COVID outbreak, they have switched to Townsville. So the NRL CEO, Andrew Abdo, said fairness for both State of Origin teams was factored into the decision to move next Wednesday series opener from Melbourne to Townsville. It was announced on Monday afternoon that Queensland Country Bank Stadium, which opened last year as the home of the Cowboys, would be the venue for Origin 1. Victoria's COVID-19 outbreak meant it wasn't feasible to play at the MCG, but the Stadium will now host games in 2024 and 2026. Advice from the NRL's biosecurity experts was that Tropical Townsville carried the least risk in regards to the pandemic. So the Maroons will now enjoy a home state advantage in game one and two, but Abdo said Blues coach Brad Fiddler and the New South Wales Rugby League were accepting of the ARL Commission's call. The primary driver for this switch to Townsville is the continuity of the competition and the least amount of biosecurity risk given all the variables that we factor in at the moment, Abdo said. In terms of football fairness, there are multiple elements to that. We alternately every year with New South Wales and Queensland being guaranteed a live game. New South Wales had a live game last year and they'll get a live game next year. So for us, it was important to make sure there was at least one Queensland live game in the rotation. Fiddler said on Sports Sunday that there had been a late bid for Bankwest Stadium in Western Sydney to host the Origin Clash on June 9. We've had terrific interest and strong support from all our government partners across the country and the New South Wales government. We have terrific relationship with them, Abdo says. They were absolutely stepping in to help us through this, but in the end, there were multiple factors and the commission has made a call. Abdo added the Queensland government's preference was to play the game in Townsville rather than holding consecutive Origin fixtures at Suncorp Stadium. We're just over a week to go, so we need to think about what's best for the continuity of the competition. So there it is. So lucky for us North Queenslanders, probably for people who haven't witnessed live a State of Origin, what you can do in Townsville. They do have a smaller stadium compared to Suncorp Stadium. So first and best dress, and the tickets are going like hotcakes. So get in, your mob. Have your say, Yana Strong here on National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7. I remember the day.
Robert Wharton and Josh Arnold here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you say your mob, 1-800-422-416. We're going to catch up with someone on the line. Someone, good morning.
Good morning, yeah, brother. Yeah, I was going to ask if you guys went to the night and did you enjoy the Halloween, brother? Yeah, you know where I'm coming from. You know, this stuff about Black Lives Matter, we're copying the Americans, brother. You know, it was a black fella that split all the white couples up here in Australia when they used to the old English, you have your gypsy chap and the rotation bar. That black was called Chubby Checker.
There you go, brother. They represent.
Yeah, and when America sneezes and Australia catch a cold, there's every which way that a lot of the stuff, like even rock and roll, brother, that come out of
exactly.
Here. But, yeah, brother. Michelle, I think last year, started this year, about animals getting vaccination. In Russia, they're vaccinating the dogs and the cats, brother, and mink, brother, yeah. And brother, I'd like to say thank you very much, brother, for that song. Sorry, sister, I got to say it, but Bo Spurum, sister, I forgot his first name, brother.
Yeah.
I loved the song. I loved it, brother.
Beautiful.
That song that she sang. And brother, I have a Mexico, being a bottle or whatever it is, but that doesn't sit pretty well with me, the stuff about welcome to country. Because, you know, brother, like, take a lot of complaints about on the crime, you know, about black people crime, and not only black people, white fellas do it too. When asshole owners come out, they get a home invasion, and people are already in there, they're having a feed or nothing to the fridge or even sleep in the main bedroom. And like the people that break it, they declared it a terror nullius. Like this, there's no nothing to say that people would try to occupy that house. There's no no trespassing sign outside. And anyway, what happens is those people that are victims of crime, they don't say to those people that broke into the camp, come in illegally, invaded the home invasion, they don't say welcome back to
everything. Well, that's true,
and
yes.
It's like, I was here, welcome to a country, after the walls are already built. And this model, thing on that one, brother.
Yeah.
I forgot one more. I got a few things here, brother. I just talked about the reconciliation. I think, brother, but the newspaper, the News Limit, I'm very critical of them. As if you control media, you control people thinking. But good on them. A Sunday Mail, brother, and the Cairns Post, the old front and back pages, the cover and the back, got Aboriginal thing off. And the Australian yesterday as a kind of a Murray fellow in chain, leg chains, brother. And you know, it goes back to, I think, back to Scotland, that there was no slavery in it. And they got it on the cover of the national paper, the Australian, brother. Oh. So in that way, I like reconciliation, because instead of we going over there to them, they're coming to us.
Yes.
And that'll change people's thinking too as well, because of the denial that there was no slavery. But good on them, the Australian brothers. Thank you very much, brother.
Good on them. Yes, thank you very much, Selwyn. Making deadly points there using this fantastic tool, National Talk Black. You can do the same by calling that number, 1-800-422-416. Over to the AFL, the weekend. What happened with the winners and losers? The Western Bulldogs went down to Melbourne, 59 points to 87. The Geelong Cats defeated Collingwood, 61 points to 51. The Lions got up over the GWS Giants, 129 to 65. The St Kilda defeated North Melbourne, 88 points to 68. Gold Coast Suns defeated Hawks, Hawthorn, 113 points to 276, that is. The Bombers got up against West Coast Eagles, 87 points to 71. And the Tigers Richmond defeated Adelaide Crows, 111 points to 83. The Swans defeated Carlton, 100 points to 78. And the last game there is the Port Adelaide defeated Fremantle, 115 points to 69. So hope your team won and hope you're deadly, you mob. But Murray, got a sign off here. Thank you very much for your time. Happy Reconciliation Week, you mob. Celebrating all throughout the week, finishing tomorrow, but we'll continue the celebration as First Nation people across this country. And that's 365 days a year. Murray, got a sign off. Thank you for your company. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. More importantly, stay safe. We're still in pandemic, hence they move a football game from Melbourne to Queensland, North Queensland. So we need to abide by the rules, you mob. Stay safe. Too deadly.